Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans. In a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we tackle the most depressing issues in the world, fight over what went wrong, and come up with solutions so crazy they definitely won't work. I'm Jared Sane.
I'm Sam Chedley.
And I'm James Miser.
Esquire.
Wow. Way to really bogart the stage there, James.
Today
James makes sure he gets more airtime by speaking at like one third
slower
the speed
than I usually do.
You better watch out. We're going to get into an arms race.
Oh, man. What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about labor, and not the fun kind, which is giving birth.
Oh, that's the fun kind.
More specifically, we're talking about Labor Day,
which is actually
probably more fun than the day that a pregnant lady goes into labor.
You know what's interesting about that, though, guys, is that both my sister and my wife were born on Labor Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So my mom and my mother-in-law were in labor on Labor Day. One of my best friends is also born on September 4th.
That's interesting.
So Labor Day has a very special significance for them, then.
Yeah, and for me, because I got to buy a lot of presents.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
What if children were only allowed to be born on Labor Day?
It'd make it a lot easier.
And everyone's like, this is Labor Day. Like, everyone ready your stations.
Yes, it's going to be one really long, hard day.
And you know what would also be interesting about that, though, is like,
if it stretched back far enough
so that Jesus was also born on Labor Day, then you'd also have Christmas on Labor Day.
Wow.
Oh.
And actually, you'd have a lot more holidays on Labor Day, because you'd also probably have like Martin Luther King Day on Labor Day. And maybe President's Day would also be on Labor Day.
Yeah. I mean, really, and if it's things that were born besides people, if our country was born on Labor Day, then the 4th of July would have to be
on Labor Day.
It would have to be the 5th of September or 4th of September or whatever Labor Day is.
Well, it changed. It's the first Monday of September.
Okay, so we can't use a date anymore for 4th of July.
Yeah, so I guess technically they wouldn't always land on the exact same day, like Martin Luther's, but they'd be within like 5 or 6 days, I guess.
Right, well, we just like agree to celebrate it on... We celebrate everything on Labor Day.
Yeah, just forget it. It's just Labor Day.
We're celebrating the birth of things.
I feel like we would also have to create a new holiday, which would be Reproduction Day, which would be 9 months before Labor Day.
I can't wait for Reproduction Day. That sounds way more fun than Labor Day, personally.
Yeah. And then, at this point, we would have completely obscured the original intent of Labor Day.
Yeah.
Which was what, exactly?
To celebrate.
We need to talk about that.
Sam, why don't you read us the Wikipedia, because that's where we get all of our information.
All right, here we go. This is like a whole thing. The first Labor Day was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, where I live, in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. 1884, It was selected as the holiday as originally proposed, and the Central Labor Union urged similar organizations in other cities to follow the example of New York and celebrate a working men's holiday on that date. The idea spread with the growth of labor organizations, and in 1885, Labor Day was celebrated in many industrial centers of the country. So, started in New York and spread out to major cities throughout the country.
As
a celebration of labor.
I don't know how you celebrate labor by not working.
Right. Right. It should be like the non-labor day.
Yeah.
This is like the one day off that you get per year.
I think that's I like Labor Day even more now that I know what it actually is about.
It's not just about the start of the school year.
Yeah. I sort of always just kind of like think of it as just sort of like, oh yeah, we get just like a Monday off and I'm going to probably just like get some errands done.
Did you guys ever have those, I know for back to school sales, like with the newspaper or in the mail, there used to be like some places like Office Depot or something would send a brown bag. That's like anything you can fit in here is like 20% off.
No.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen that.
I've seen that. Yep. I never did one, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think there should be something like that on Labor Day for everybody, for every store.
Yeah, it's kind of like a shopping buffet.
Wait, what?
Just a bag, like a brown paper bag, that whatever you put in it at any store is heavily discounted.
I think that one of the things I like about Labor Day, probably because it's not a very important holiday right now, is that it hasn't been commercialized the way that like pretty much every other holiday has been. I like to keep it uncommercialized because I feel like being uncommercial is in keeping with the spirit of the holiday itself.
So every business is closed.
Yeah, I'd say every business is closed.
Yeah, grocery store is closed.
Unless this is one
hospital's
thing
open
that I would like to change is that if you're a laborer, you get the day off. If you're a boss,
if you're like,
you gotta work.
You labor.
You have to labor. You have to do everybody else's labor.
I like that.
I guess. I mean, like, so, like, right now, everybody gets, well, not everybody, but there's like no distinction between like bosses and laborers getting the day off.
Yeah,
like they just like all get the day off.
That's at the loss of labor.
Yeah,
you know, that's to labor's loss.
Right. So like, there's like a day where like nothing's getting done. I get that. You're saying that like.
No, I'm saying like it's supposed to be celebrating the labor movement, which is definitely not about celebrating bosses.
That's exactly right.
So it's like bosses stole Labor Day from the laborers.
Yeah. Why should they get a day off?
Yeah.
They should have to work. Yeah. All bosses work on Labor Day.
Yeah, so it may have come out of the labor movement, but I don't really feel like that's...
We're bringing it back.
Why it exists now. I see. So
you're trying to
give it back to the labor movement, like put it back with, you know, like unions and, workers' rights.
Yeah.
And
in this day and age, where everyone's trying to take away workers' rights, and succeeding,
I think
Labor Day
is more important now than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
And we should really make it a holiday that really focuses on the working person.
Yeah. I think you should get to watch your boss clean a toilet with a toothbrush.
I think you should be able to degrade your boss the way that he's degraded you the rest of the
365
days.
Well, so I forgot to say that he's cleaning the toilet while you're using it.
Jesus.
And there's legally he cannot retaliate in any way.
Yeah, I mean it would make bosses a lot nicer to their employees if they knew that on Labor Day they're going to get seriously messed with.
If they were bad bosses.
If
their employees felt that was deserving. Yeah. I wouldn't pee on the face of a good boss.
No.
If they're a bad
unless they
boss.
Wanted it.
Yeah, in which case I would
maybe think about the office politics and workplace.
that would introduce a whole separate set of questions and dilemmas. Sam, would you pee on your boss's face on Labor Day if it was socially acceptable? And maybe not your current boss, because I know you just started a new job and you probably haven't formed a definitive opinion yet. But in past jobs, have you had a boss that you'd like take advantage of the opportunity of this new and improved Labor Day?
No, I don't have any urge to like degrade the people that I work for.
Oh, I have like, a boss. I would take the opportunity and just piss all over his face.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess I don't really agree with the idea of like using this holiday to like indulge in like our worst impulses towards the people that we work for. I don't know. That's really like
why they're indulging in their worst impulses all the time.
No, they're not. Like yeah, that's they are. Like they totally some are. Of them are, but I don't. Yeah. I don't want to have a whole holiday like. Where the idea is that you like piss on your boss's face.
You don't
like,
have. You don't. That's just Jared's personal example. You don't have to do that on Labor Day.
Yeah, we could come up with something else.
Yeah, you could. You know, just like wait until they are come out of their apartment on the way to work, and then you can jump them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, just hit them in the back of the head with one of those bags filled with marbles.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity.
What would you do then, Sam, if it's not something degrading and part of like a submitting to your worst impulses?
Yeah, I mean, like, well, for one thing, I think we need to change the name because like nobody's working on Labor Day, and. Like, to me, it seems like if you have, like, if you're going to call something Labor Day, that implies that you're not working 364 days a year, and Labor Day is, like, the one day a year that you work. Which, if that was the case, I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah,
we might not be getting a lot done, but, like, at least that's what the day sounds like to me.
Yeah.
I think we just add an apostrophe S, kind of like Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Laborer's Day.
Laborer's Day.
Or workers, yeah. Workers Day.
Uh-huh. Workers yeah. Day.
Workers Day is clearer.
Yeah, yeah. Laborers is kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
That's what I want from my holidays. I want clarity. I want clarity of purpose.
But maybe Laborers yeah. Day is good because it is harder to say, so you have to do more work to say it.
Oh, you have to labor to say it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is a laborious word.
Yeah.
And then it makes you think. Oh man, people really do have to labor. Yeah,
you know. So here's the thing: it's like I don't hate work. Even in jobs where I wasn't totally happy, like I've always been a person that like values work. You know, like it's a pain in the ass. I'll complain about it, but you know, there's something like inherently fulfilling in working. And so I guess I'd like that. I would like the idea like where you actually like are celebrating, not just workers but work itself.
Yeah, just big.
I wish that, yeah. I guess like I wish that I had, and I wish not just me. I wish everybody had like a healthier attitude towards work, which, you know, we justly have an unhealthy attitude towards work because most of us. Work in really like unfair shitty conditions, so like there's a reason we have unhealthy attitudes towards work, but mm-hmm. In the ideal world that we're allowed to create every week on this podcast, I'm gonna have like a we're all gonna have like a great work life.
What?
And Labor Day and Labor Day will be the day that we acknowledge
ever
that
heard, Sam.
What?
You're just gonna make it so everybody has a good working situation.
No. I'm saying like that's like what we would be like. I want to like use like Labor Day to celebrate work.
You don't want me to celebrate all this crap I have to do for 364 days a year? It's like, ah, thanks.
Yeah, we're gonna do like a scrapbook of like, oh, I remember what I did, you know, like 123 days ago. Oh, what a lovely day at work.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you look up like all your old emails that you wrote.
Yeah, you have to do a scrapbook.
The fond memories of sitting through hours of meetings.
If your scrapbook doesn't, like, move your boss, you get a pay reduction.
This sounds like a holiday invented by bosses.
Yeah, it sounds like you want a boss's day. That's what you want.
Yeah, like you don't want a day where you pee on your boss, yeah. But you do want a day where you like create
just a scrapbook. So this you suck is, up I to your boss, and then is... and then they reduced your pay.
Yeah.
No, I don't really want that. I don't really want that. I'm joking around. But this is kind of what I'm getting at with all of that is that it's like it's not really a celebration of workers' rights or the labor movement. Like maybe it was that initially, but what it is now is we were joking about this before we started recording. It's basically a pizza day, you know. It's like we have like holidays interspersed throughout the year, so that basically American workers who work, you know, 50 to 60 hours a week for like below average wages don't lose their fucking minds. It's like we get these like little like lights at the end of the tunnel every now and then that we can like look forward to. It's like, oh great, I have a 3-day weekend 3 months from now. I won't kill myself before then, you know. like it's like these. Like, that's what it is in reality, and it is like what employers give us to. It's like it's a token.
Yeah.
So like I want a holiday that it's like exists in a world that's not that, because it's just like instead of giving me like 1 day every few months where I get to like have like a day off, give me a fucking job that's worth celebrating.
Yeah. Well, I think we should use Labor Day to create that world.
Yeah. And I think so too.
And so it should be a day where you actually do go to work, but to organize and unite. And then decide to go on strike the next day.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I also think it'd be cool as if every Labor Day, the workers of the world picked one company that we then burned to the ground.
Yeah.
So it could be like September 3rd, and then everybody's like, you know what? Fuck Amazon. And then we just wake up on September 5th,
no more Amazon.
You're like, oh man, Amazon's gone.
Amazon's gone. I'm going to have to walk to the store today.
Yeah.
Ah! What have we done?
It would be interesting. Except the only thing that, rather than like murdering a bunch of people, you could murder a company.
Uh-huh.
Which is difficult to do.
You could murder a corporation, which is also technically a person.
But what if you did that? What if you did
ironically putting out a lot of people out of work.
You know, it's like going on strike for the workers of Amazon when they're like, no, we really need this job to support our families.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we'll be like, no, in the long run, this is better for you.
Yeah, this is better for you.
Yeah.
we know what's better best for you. What do you guys currently do on Labor Day?
Try to avoid traffic.
Avoid traffic.
This is like the first time in years that I've like not spent Labor Day either working a job that I didn't like or wishing that I had a job at all. So like I don't know what I'm going to do this Labor Day, but I'll probably
kick back, relax, have a bourbon.
Yeah, maybe I'll go on like a camping trip or something. I don't know. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. Normally I spend that holiday like, yeah, either at work or looking for work. So,
well, that's not a good way to spend Labor Day, Sam.
It's not. I know.
You've been doing it incorrectly.
I think that the last time I had like an actual like Labor Day holiday, God, I can't even remember. I think like there was a couple years there when we were going out to our friend David's house on the lake, and I think Labor Day was one of those holidays, but I can't remember.
Spending Laborer's Day at a lake is a nice way to spend it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't think I've done anything special.
You don't do anything?
Well, I mean, I have the day off, but I think I just kind of like, it's like the end of, kind of like the end of summer. There's just so many people out doing stuff that I kind of feel like I just kind of like do my own thing at home usually.
Yeah, you get a head start on that scrapbooking.
of the year's emails.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, look at all this ass-kissing I did. Please don't dock my pay.
And then your boss would be like, oh, wow, you really did do some A-plus ass-kissing, so I won't dock your pay by as much as I was going to.
Thanks, Sam, for putting this policy in place. If that happened to me, Sam, I would come to your apartment and take something, steal some of your shit.
I mean,
like, what does Sam have that's worth stealing?
Like, what do you plan to steal from my apartment that has any value?
I don't care. I would just feel so angry.
You're just gonna like take his underwear so he doesn't have any.
You could take like my one coffee mug.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what you're gonna take. I'm poor.
I'm gonna take your poing.
I'm a poor person. You're gonna take my what?
Your poing chair.
Oh no! I'm sitting in my poing right now.
Well, I'm gonna take it.
I would have nowhere to sit.
A chair that you constructed partially through your own labor.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we need to like figure out some like cool ways to celebrate. You know, we haven't really done anything to change the traditions of Labor Day besides, I guess, harassing your boss.
Yeah.
And picking a company to destroy.
Now, do you think it's weird that I feel like no one celebrates Laborers Day with their coworkers, right? Usually, you're like with friends and family.
You think that's weird that we don't celebrate with coworkers?
Well, no, I guess it's more of a question. Like, should it be something that do we want it to be so closely linked to a celebration of laboring that it's that there are traditions revolved around doing something with your coworkers?
Well, that's the thing. It's like if it actually was a celebration of labor, then I think we probably would be more inclined to celebrate with our coworkers. The fact that it's not, like, I mean, like, that's that just like shows you, like, that's like we want to spend that time with our families, right? Because like we have to spend so much time with our coworkers anyway.
I think you should be able to spend the day with anybody just as long as they work. So like not your kids, because your kids are just going to school. Your kids have to.
Yeah, they can't appreciate. They have no appreciation.
They don't get it.
Labor Day.
They have no concept. Kids have to go to school.
Yeah.
And teach themselves.
And all, but yeah. This is a day for workers.
Yeah.
So.
Teachers get the day off, but kids have to go.
Kids
to school.
Kids still go to school.
Yeah.
I guess you know if you were able to like come up with some traditions that were like fun enough that I would want to participate in them with my coworkers. Then yeah, like if it was like, I don't know, if we were doing like, I don't actually want to do this, but it's just like to get the ball rolling. Like there's like set, like people like to do those like company retreat type things, like where everybody like goes off in the woods
like a rope day where you do like stuff from the, like you climb, you're in like a harness and you climb one of those poles and you don't know the rope.
You're
the rope
in a
stuff?
Harness and you climb a pole.
Yeah, it's like a. I don't know. It's one of those like facing your fears things, I guess.
Like a trust fall.
Yeah, except you're trusting the rope and the harness.
All right, I want to do something more fun than that, but
than falling from a pole.
Yeah, like, but you know what I mean. Like something that's like a really appealing that you'd want to do with your coworkers.
Paintball.
Some companies do like paintball.
I've done
like
paintball
retreats.
with a company before. It was really stupid.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yeah,
I did it with the company. And I enjoyed it.
I'm curious. Do like all like the workplace like tensions play out on the paintball field?
Unfortunately, not.
No,
I was gonna say actually, some people that I kind of disliked at work, I disliked even a little bit more after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like sneak up behind him and give him like a paintball tap in the head.
No, but probably mostly because gotcha. I wasn't a good enough paintball player.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I guess like I don't really want to spend the day with my coworkers because it's supposed to be like my like it just
well,
like,
we're,
I don't
right.
know what why is that important to Laborers Day?
It should be more of a respite than it's like Slack should go offline for Laborers Day.
Yeah.
That's good.
It should be totally illegal for you to do any work. If you,
and all the stores are going to be closed. You're going to be like foraging for
truffles. Yeah, you're
going to
be foraging. If you check your work email on Laborers Day, you're a maximum security prison.
Just for
Super
the day,
max.
Though.
Yeah.
But there's no guards on duty because they're not.
Yeah, you just have to go there and let yourself in. No, I think just as long as you're celebrating with people who work for a living, then that's good enough. You don't got to be around a bunch of your coworkers you don't want to be with anyway.
Can we at least sink like a rich person's yacht?
Yeah. That's like one of the, that's going to be, you know how like piñatas are a, you know, common birthday tradition?
Yeah.
That would be like a common Labor Day tradition is you sink a yacht.
That's good. Yeah, maybe for one day.
You have to do it with a broomstick?
A broomstick?
What? You use a broomstick for a piñata?
Yeah, what are you doing? You gotta do a baseball bat.
And you really have to build, like, a strong piñata. Like, my dad did construction stuff, so we would do, like, mesh-reinforced piñatas that were really hard to,
really?
to break through. Yeah. Like, you really... Because, you know, with the baseball bat, if it's just, like, a couple layers of... paper what do you mache. Call that stuff? Paper mache. Yeah, it's... You'll break through it with a good hit. But when it's got, like, some reinforcement built in, you really gotta... I mean, it's almost impossible.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are right. We'll use a baseball bat to sink the yachts.
Excellent. Yeah, maybe property doing property damage against high value individuals on Laborers Day isn't illegal.
Yeah, I like that.
We are really getting closer and closer to just talking about the purge. Like, do we maybe you just want to like?
No, it's not the like, purge. It's totally different. It has a.
It's pretty ethical. More class based.
Yeah, it hasn't. Like a real, what am I trying to say?
It's got a message to it.
Yeah, it has a message to it.
Like, we're saying, like, look at this person. No one should be able to afford like something this extravagant and to have this much like more wealth than the masses. And so it's a day for the masses to let out some of that anger.
What if that person like doesn't own any other property and they only make like, I don't know, maybe they only make like $80,000 a year, but they've just saved up their whole life and invested in all this yacht.
That's fucking stupid. And then that's a straw man argument, Sam.
And then you broke it. No. Here's my serious question: is like, just because like a person's rich, they like inherently unethical, and then like, are they subject to our retribution on Labor Day?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Even the nice rich people, I would sink Warren Buffett's yacht if he had one.
I guess I don't believe that, but
no, I just think it's tempting, I think it's unethical. Though. Well, maybe it's not unethical, just because that seems like it's is it unethical or immoral?
It's just like, why would anyone want to be rich if it's just like we're just going to like burn all your shit down?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good question. And they should think about that, and then maybe they would pay their workers better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or try to avoid taxes less.
Yeah.
It's a worker's day, Sam.
It's not
you
a
can't
boss's
take
day.
The side of, you can't take the side of, like, a billionaire.
I'm not. I didn't take anybody's. I'm just asking a question. Like, is it, like, unethical to be rich?
I think you start asking these questions and we get to burn down whatever shit you have.
Yeah, it's not a free speech day. It's workers' day.
My fucking houseboat. Oh, yeah.
It's like, you rebuilt
that
again?
I'm just sensitive to like water vessels being destroyed for no fucking reason except that they displease you, you know? Like, some of us like own property and like don't want to lose it. To your whimsy.
I don't think anyone's going to be looking to destroy a houseboat on Labor Day.
No, there's not a lot of class warfare against houseboat owners. All right, good.
I think you're good. Safe on that front.
I dodged it.
But James and I will still burn
it
down.
Yeah, we're going to burn that down for totally different reasons.
Yeah. It's more aesthetic.
You guys... I want to burn everything down.
Have you never burned things, Sam? It's like really fun. Like really burn things.
I can't think of an occasion where I've burned a thing.
Fire is a primal pleasure.
Yep, primal. It's gonna be glorious this new Labor Day.
It seems like there might be a little bit of violence against property.
It's like against property. It's more vandalism than violence.
That's true. It is vandalism. But it's called something else on Laborers Day.
It's small potatoes compared to the violence that corporations deliver upon workers on a daily basis.
It's very true. Directly and indirectly, they are doing terrible things.
Now, I think that we need to, like, think of something that's, like, kind of like almost like an Easter bunny for Labor Day.
Yeah? Like a Cesar Chavez figure?
Yeah, kind of, except maybe even less related. Because one thing that's cool about the Easter bunny is, like, nobody knows what the fuck that's about.
I see. Yeah, it's like...
Right. Completely tangential, like not even right. tangential, just completely irrelevant.
Yeah,
to,
it's like the yucca
to the
tree.
Christian holiday, anyway. Like yeah, it's like a pagan thing, right? It's like a
the bunny
thing, fertility thing.
What
the bunny?
The bunny.
I think it stems from a like an adjacent
ritual.
Holiday or something, right?
A fertility ritual or something.
That makes sense. I mean, that makes sense with the eggs. Doesn't make sense
it's
with the
spring.
Rabbit.
Yeah, and then springtime and stuff, and it's just another Christian like co-opted holiday basically. But so like we could take something that's like just barely related that's popular, and be like, oh, this is our holiday now.
I think it's a good idea.
We just need a mascot.
I think if we're gonna make it commercial in any more in any way, if we're gonna celebrate, it's like good to have like a central figure to organize around.
Yeah, and it could be, like, what's, like, an industrious animal?
A beaver.
Beaver. A beaver's good. Ant.
Ant's pretty good, because that's, like, the pinnacle of organized labor.
Yeah, they're unionized, man.
Oh, they do everything for a queen, right?
That is true. The queen's, the queen's, like, the CEO.
Yeah, but the queen doesn't, I mean, the queen has not, like, it's not like she has, like, a great lot in life. Like, it's... They're a colony. They have a collective.
They're colonialists.
Maybe not an ant.
Or we could go opposite. We could go like a sloth.
Ooh,
like a really lazy animal for the mascot of Laborers Day.
That's kind of fun too, because that's more indicative of like how you should spend your day.
Mm. How about it's a animal that. Is a beaver, and then at the stroke of midnight on Laborer's Day, turns into a sloth.
A Cinderella type.
Yeah, it's a Cinderella type.
Yeah. It's kind of a complicated... That could be like the storybook that we, you know...
Yeah.
We have like... That when you have you sit your child on your lap, you know, and explain... working life to them as all parents do
and on one day a year
we open up the children's book that illustrates how the beaver becomes a sloth which is will help them understand the way that they will be expected to behave in their adult life most of the year you're going to be building shit against like the tide of a river, the pull of a river. But you know, one day a year, you can just move slow.
The end.
Yeah. Here's your lunch pail and your hard hat.
Why don't you try it out for a day? See how you like it.
I'm fine with that. I think that's an interesting animal.
Like, the beaver sloth?
Yeah, beaver sloth.
I think the sloth, even though it's turned into a sloth, still has the beaver tail.
Yeah.
What do we call this animal? Let's give it a name.
Sleever?
Those two words don't combine very easily.
Beavoth?
Sleever is close, I guess, you know, because you get this. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't like beavoth?
Beavoth? No, I don't.
Beavoth sounds
this is Beavoth.
Like Beavoth. It sounds like it's going to like destroy our cities or something.
Yeah, it's like an H.P. Lovecraft monster.
Or should it just have like a name?
I think we should give it a name. Like, you don't have to describe what Santa Claus is. He just has a name.
Yep.
Because he's a human.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Maybe it could be like he could be named after like a famous laborer. Like it could be like Caesar the Beaver.
Caesar the Beaver.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Punxsutawney Phil.
Caesar the Beaver is good because it also works for Caesar the Sloth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so and Cesar Chavez.
And like Cesar Chavez, yeah.
Ties into at least a known figure in the labor movement. Although, in the Western world, I think you think of
Caesar first.
Caesar
right?
first, yeah.
Yeah.
The
Little Caesars? The pizza?
No, the right, ape the mascot that led the uprising.
Oh, right? Yeah. Is the first thing that
I like
you think
that guy.
Of
I like that.
Planet
Caesar.
Of the Apes.
I actually like all these Caesars so far.
There's just the Roman Emperor guy, I guess. Is the other.
Yeah, that's my least favorite one.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza.
Anyways, I like Caesar the Beaver who just serves salad.
Yeah, because he's a salad sloth.
Caesar the Beaver, the salad sloth. Makes sense.
It's a very like eccentric holiday mascot. Like it's like not. It's not simple to explain.
Similar to the Easter Bunny.
It's just like it's very particular.
I mean, you just have to explain it like
hard to explain.
And yet it's still somehow much more iconic than like what Labor Day is currently. It's like it's easier to grasp immediately.
Yeah.
Than our current Labor Day.
Yeah.
So that should tell you something. Caesar the Beaver Salad Eating Sloth. Is that what the full name? What is it?
Caesar the Beaver Salad Sloth.
Caesar the Beaver Salad Sloth.
I think so. Or is it the Beaver Salad Sloth? Is it like one noun?
Caesar the Beaver Salad Sloth. No, that sounds like a sloth eating salad made out of beavers. That doesn't sound right. Like, oh, it's what are you eating today, sloth? This is a beaver salad.
That's beaver. It's a beaver Wait. Salad sloth. It's
Caesar
all three.
Salad beaver sloth.
It's three nouns.
I think he should also be wearing a hat made out of a salad bowl.
I feel like just saying his name, like people think I'm having a stroke. Like,
Caesar the Beaver Salad Sloth.
Caesar Salad Beaver Sloth.
Get this like, man to a hospital.
Like what? All right.
I think you just need a visual, and then it will all
even,
make
even,
sense. Him.
Like, yeah, that's true. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure. Once there's a good like cartoon drawn of it, we'll be fine. Okay. So now we got a mascot.
What does he do?
What else do we want to? Yeah.
You know, like the Easter Bunny lays Easter eggs.
Right.
I think the...
Does he, like, go around building dams?
Well, no, it's because he turns into a sloth. The beaver is taking on the more sloth-like qualities for Labor Day. Labor Day.
Oh. Well, yeah, sloths don't do a whole lot of anything, right?
Cause that's probably eating a salad.
Yeah, but I think feel like there's, like, we have to at least give him some sort of qualities that lend themselves towards an activity, like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
I guess like making a salad.
Yeah, but this is something more fun.
Yeah, it should be more
and,
fun than
and
that,
a little
right?
like yeah.
Maybe he hides extra paychecks in trees.
No, I like that. I like the idea of going on a paycheck hunt.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Like I'm imagining like dollar bills stuffed into like pine cones.
Where do you get paid? That's not enough money.
Well, it's like an Easter egg hunt. You get like what?
You're supposed to get
candy
a lot of them.
Quarters?
No, I want a paycheck hunt. I want like he's like putting paychecks like all over my backyard. He's like, all right, kids, time to hunt for some paychecks. It's like, you know,
it's gotta
oh,
be
shit, here's a month's salary underneath this pine cone.
I think that's fine just as long as it doesn't become work.
I'm having my kids do it.
No, your kids are at school.
Oh, that's right. No, it's not just. That's isn't that a school holiday? Or it's before
school No, we
starts.
Changed that. Kids don't have to work, so they don't get to celebrate the
right.
holiday.
Well, you know what? How about before they go... Here's an idea. Before they go to school, they go on this hunt through the forest to find money stuffed into pine cones. And then when they bring it back, you take it from them, and you're like, that's what it's like to be a laborer.
Yeah,
now go to school.
Like
Learn this.
Yeah. And you give them like one of the dollars from the pine cones, and you keep all the others.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good lesson. Yeah.
Probably won't feel very good about your parents, but...
Oh, but everyone's parents will be doing it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just part of the tradition. I mean, they're going to grow up doing it. They probably won't even really absorb the lesson.
They'll read kids' books about the tradition before they participate in it, so it'll already be culturally primed for it to be acceptable.
I guess, you know, the thing is, like... I worry that kind of, like, supports the tenets of, like, our current corporate structure, though, rather than celebrating a system that fights it.
Well, here's my thinking.
It's supposed to be imparting a lesson about how unfair it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be one of those things where... Like, if you just did it 1 year, sure, like, I can see where you're coming from, Sam. But think about doing this every year from the time that you're, like, 4 years old until you're, like, get your first job at, like, age 15.
Uh-huh.
Like, the first couple years, you're going to be like, oh, this is fun. And you're not going to really think about why it's happening. And then you're sort of, like, start to understand, like, the reasoning behind it in your pre-adolescence. And then by the time you're an adolescent, you're going to be like, this fucking sucks. I hate this.
I see. So, yeah. I don't. So it's like it's the lesson that parents are passing on to their children is not this is the way the world is and just live with that. But it's like this is the way the world is and know that this is unfair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could also maybe we could introduce like a villain mascot as well.
Ooh.
And in like the morning, the villain mascot takes the money from you. But then when the kids come home from school... The Caesar, the Beaver Salad Sloth, has won back the money through organized labor movements.
or what about this? It's almost like a Santa Claus figure, like an evil Santa Claus figure, which at some point is revealed to be your parents.
It's been you this whole time, Mom? You've been robbing me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be a robber baron, but an animal mm-hmm. version of a robber baron, which would be...
Should be a vulture, or maybe like a possum.
Possums look good in top hats.
Yeah, I'm just thinking from a visual point of view.
Yeah, vultures have like their whole personality, which works well.
Yeah,
for a villain, vulture possum it is.
Yeah, it's a vulture possum.
And the initials are VP.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like vice president. So you got
yeah. So wait, is it which one does it turn into? Is it like a possum all year that turns into a vulture on Labor Day?
It's a vulture. It's always a vulture until it's interacting with people, like with its employees, and it turns into like a cute possum.
I see. Gotcha. Okay.
To try to like shame you, like to make you feel bad for like asking for more money, mm-hmm. and then as soon as
plays the victim.
Yeah.
This is a brutal holiday. Like it's just like there's so much truth. In it, in these strange hybrid animals.
Yeah, it should be something where it's like, if you're a kid on Labor Day, we need to give it a name. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, let's just call it Jeff Bezos, the vulture possum.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay,
yeah.
So every Laborer's Day. Jeff Bezos steals the money out of their piggy bank.
But I think at the end of the day, I think you need Caesar the Beaver Salad Sloth to have reclaimed it. Because I think you want like a redemptive arc to the day.
Yeah, right. I think so.
How does he reclaim it?
Through organization.
Like, through what?
Organized labor movement.
Okay, yeah. Good. So he like organizes all the children in the neighborhood to like... present their arguments to their parents, and
actually, you know, it would be fun if there was
to go to school until justice is served.
It would be fun to do sort of like a Burning Man type thing and burn effigies of Jeff Bezos, the vulture possum.
Yeah, I like that.
Like in a neighborhood, on a neighborhood by neighborhood basis.
Yeah,
because as we've already established, burning stuff is really fun.
Bezos the buzzard.
Yeah, that's great. You can have like just like another Burning Man on Labor Day,
but for kids.
Burning Man for kids. So it's only a couple years before this turns into like, you know, just like a drug ridden.
No.
Like,
no.
I don't really. You think it'll be?
It's gonna be. It's gonna
be
like
Easter.
You think it's just gonna be a bunch of like naked people on drugs?
I don't know. Like when we talk about Burning Man, that's pretty much what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I didn't mean like the actual event. I just meant burning something in effigy.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we burning in effigy?
Jeff Bezos.
The vulture possum?
Yeah. Collectively, right? It's collectively we're doing that. And then the proceeds that he stole are redistributed fairly.
I see.
It's a good metaphor for our economy, I think.
I hope it will be eventually.
I don't think that is a good metaphor for our economy, but
it's a hopeful message that we're...
Yeah, I guess it's just the morning is the good metaphor, and then the evening is like the idealized version.
I feel like the first two parts of it, so like the paycheck and then it getting like stolen by Jeff Bezos, is an accurate metaphor.
Yeah.
And then the third part of it is like...
It's supposed to be the inspiring part to encourage workers to
light.
I think that's important. I think
things
we have
on
to
fire.
Yeah. Well, no, to organize. And also to light things on fire. But they probably did that earlier in the day when they were burning down the yachts.
I think we just about nailed this holiday.
I feel just, overcome with the spirit of Laborer's Day.
Yeah, I'm ready to work for another 364 days of the year.
Oh.
I'm glad I got that one day.
I don't even want to raise anymore, you know? Like, that was...
That did it.
In fact, yeah, I would take a pay cut with a smile on my face.
I guess that's, like, the main thing that I... The main last thing that I have to say about it is that I feel like Laborer's Day should be, like, more than a day, because people really work a lot.
Yeah. The first Monday of every Monday.
Yeah, there should be, like, Laborer's Day should be at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Not including the weekends, because...
Weekends, right.
So, are we going to do, like, the whole, like, burning down a business and... like paycheck hunting and like burning Jeff Bezos in effigy. Like, are we doing all of that like twice a week?
How about we do it once a pay period?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm okay with just doing that once a year until we have all of our demands met, whatever our demands may be.
Okay. I like that. I like pretty much like holding corporate America hostage until we have all of our demands met.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. Watch out, corporate America. The snot boys are coming for you.
Yeah. So everybody who's out there listening, just go ahead and plan your Laborer's Days accordingly.
Yep.
We'll
Find
be right
the
out there with
yacht.
You. Jeff Bezos's yacht, I think, is parked in... he winters it in
like
the Virgin
Maldives
Island. The Maldives.
Somewhere where it's hard to get to. If anyone actually knows the location of Jeff Bezos' yacht, or if he even has a yacht, go ahead and tweet that at us, at That's Not Pun.
Yeah, and if you know the directions and the address of Elon Musk's mansion in Malibu, go ahead and write those in an iTunes review.
Yeah, dox him.
Yeah, dox him. Go ahead and dox him via our iTunes review.
Yeah. You're free to do that, but we're not encouraging it.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think this week we'd like to give a special thanks to all of those sweaty laborers out there. Because, as they always say, if you ain't sweating, you ain't working.
Yep.
Who says that?
I don't know, but I'm sweating right now. So, so I'm in the clear.
Quick, the boss is coming. Get sweaty real quick.
I keep a dirty gym bag underneath my
desk. Yeah, just like unzip it a little bit to let the aroma out.
Yeah.
If the boss is going to walk by.
Yeah. Keep it up, James.
Keep like a spritzer with like some like bad milk in it or something.
I don't know if that would pass as being sweaty.
I'm not sure. You spritz like your armpits in it.
God.
Jeez.
Really, like...
That's gross.
Just, like, it doesn't take much to get me sweaty. I don't think I need to...
Yeah. I mean, I've literally just been sitting here and talking, so... Yeah.
It's pretty hard work.
It is. A lot of brain functionality.
Yeah.
Brain work.
Brain functionality work.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's it for this week.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.